When the toilet paper shortage started happening a couple of weeks ago, we warned everyone not to flush anything but toilet paper down the loo. And we now have to go to the principal's office because we're all in trouble. We've got Scott Moorhead, the Townsville City Council's Water and Waste General Manager, on the line with us right now. Scott, what's been going on?
People have been putting a lot of extra stuff down the toilets, which then clogs up the whole system. And not only the council system, but has the possibility to clog up your own system and you need to call an expensive plumber.
You don't want to do that. All right, now the reason we wanted to get you on, Scott, is because photos are starting to emerge from all over Australia of these clumps of monstrosity, just massive clumps of things that shouldn't be flushed. They kind of congeal together and become these, I guess, monsters of wipes and all sorts
just
of things.
Grossness.
And this is a really, really expensive problem.
Oh, yeah, and our poor team, are the ones that have to get in there and clean that out as well to make sure it keeps flowing.
And we don't want it to stop flowing. That is something we definitely don't want to happen. But what are you actually finding in the pipes at the moment?
Look, normally you can find anything from kids' toys, which, you know, everybody understands, right through to rags and cloths and kitchen cloths and stuff like that, which really just clog up the system. It's also the flushable wipes also clogging up the system because they're not very... They may be flushable, but they're not very good for our sewer system. They don't degrade like paper, and they end up clogging up the system.
So even though they say flushable, they're actually really not supposed to be flushed.
Yes, that's correct. It's not. Our system is designed so paper comes in, it degrades, and then we can treat it, and then it ends up being used in biodegradable ways. But if we put these ones that don't degrade, then that has to go to landfill after clogging up the whole system.
So what are the rules in regards to what you are allowed to flush?
Well, the easy rule is the sewerage system is only made for the three P's, pee, poo and paper. That's all that should be put in the system.
Nice and easy to remember. Pee, poo and paper. Nothing else.
I mean, this is what I guess one of the fallouts of the toilet paper crisis, you know. The panic buying of the toilet paper has led to the wiping of all sorts of things.
We've needed alternatives.
Yeah. I actually saw one guy in Tasmania, Scott, that was using offcuts of carpet. I'm just flushing them.
Really? Oh, no, that's really going to cause a problem.
That's not what we want.
That does not break down.
Yes, the council has thousands of kilometres of sewer pipe, and we estimate even without this peak and surge, we're costing us about $2 million a year to unblock the sewer system.
That's expensive.
Expensive poop, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, that is the word, the three P's, pee, poo, and toilet paper.
Yes.
Okay, if it's not one of those, even if it says flushable, it's actually not. It's a massive problem, and the last thing you want is your own system backing up. Oh, my God.
Oh, like, can you imagine the sewage flooding your house?
Oh, my God.
You do not want that.
And these clumps of all this stuff together, like being dragged out of sewage systems all over Australia, it is just the thing that nightmares are made out of.
So, they can also turn into the fatbergs that you can see on YouTube and others that really, in some big cities, sewers are really gross.
They can get into tons, can't they? They can weigh tons.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
If you want to do a bit of a dry retch today, Google that.
Google that. All right, think about what you flush. Scott Moorhead, he is the king of the flush in Townsville. He's the general manager of Townsville City Council Water and Waste. Scott, thanks for the run-through, man.
Thank you. We're so in Gabby.